This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. And what can I say to you except I told you so? And you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? I told you so. I told you so. The left never rest. They will try retreads. They don't care. They don't care what the fake narrative is. They don't care if it destroys the country. They don't care if it destroys your life, the lives of your children, your grandchildren. It doesn't matter. As long as they can figure out a way to feel like they're correct. See, they said Trump was a racist a while back, and that didn't go over very well. And so now we're dealing with this, the whole Charlottesville thing. I happened to be fishing. I was invited by a very good friend of mine who brought 30 men together for a men's fellowship, and we went fishing in Canada. And it was amazing. And the whole time we were there, who's got this printer going here? Shut this thing down. We got the breaking news of Charlottesville, Virginia, and the white nationalists that were marching there, who, by the way, happened to be a leftist paid by the leftists to start this rally. And then, of course, we had the Antifa people there. And all of this was on the backdrop of those Confederate monuments, those, you know, monuments to white racism, if you will. These are monuments to Democrats. But why quibble over the truth? Yeah, so this whole thing breaks out. And I'm telling you guys, from the moment I saw these riots, I said it, I believe, on the show before I even left. I said, these are Democrat-inspired. And all of this is to get this attention back on Trump. Just so for the record, because I know there are a lot of people out there that are scared. That's why you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And you can give us a call at 844-551-8255. But you're scared. And you're scared because you think this nonsense is going to work. You see, you're running on the muscle memory of the past, the muscle memory of the old guard Republicans who would take this racism and change their tune and backtrack and all this other stuff. We just posted a meme that talked about all the times Donald Trump was given awards for fighting against racism. If you believe at the grassroots level that this is going to work, you are ridiculously wrong. The left, the media is going to pound you with this. They're going to try to make you believe that all the world, the international community, is condemning the racism of Donald Trump, when in fact it's only D.C., it's D.C. and a handful of paid silly Negroes like Nadal out of Missouri. We'll talk about her, and a congressional black circus is coming on. And then, of course, it's the establishment Republicans, the rhinos, and we'll get into them. These are the guys that want to see Trump fail because they need him to fail. They need us to believe we have to have them. These are battered men, batterers, I should say. These are people who married us and they beat us up. And you know why? Because they kept saying, go out there. There's nothing better. What do you think's better? Who you think you got out there, girl? And you're like, nobody. Because the Democrats will beat you worse. So it's the lesser of the two beatings, right? The lesser of the two evils. And the Republicans have beaten us down. And they're telling you, if we can make Trump look bad, you're going to think we're pretty good in comparison, and you'll come back. We ain't coming back. We've been to rehab, baby. But they want you to believe this. I'm talking about the Romneys. I'm talking about the GOP. How many GOP people were so ready to dump Trump? They've been waiting. If you wonder why he can't pass health care or whatever, it's because these people don't want it to work. They're not as dyed in the wool as the Democrats. They have to play a very, walk the thin line of the political game. But at the end of the day, they don't want Trump to win. They want you to believe you need them. I tell you, folks, I was with Senator Rick Santorum. I was with Senator DeMint fishing. Jim and Rick. And we broke it down. And I'm telling you what's going on the inside. Ralph Reed was there. You remember him? Ralph Reed, he's the Christian Coalition. Ralph done a good job of getting the Christian vote over to the Democrat, to the Republicans. But he even said, despite everything that we did as Christians, it was Trump that dragged Christians over the finish line when he talked about abortion. Folks, the establishment wants Donald Trump to lose on both sides of this. And so they're going to fight against him. So that's why they were quick to jump off. These CEOs that decide, I don't want to be on the Manufacturing Council because, well, Donald Trump's a racist. Good luck, fellas. Let me tell you something. There are many companies who would die, company leaders, who would give their right, you know what, to be on the Manufacturing Council of Donald Trump. Trump says, I'll disband it. But he doesn't need to disband it. If I were counseling him, I'd say, don't disband it. Go find people who want to be on it. Go find others. There are many people who want to work with Donald Trump. Don't feel bad, folks. You listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I'm breaking it down for you. You are winners. Don't ever let them try to convince you you're a loser. They work hard at convincing you that you're a loser. And they're going to have to work 10 times harder. And no matter how hard they work, 100,000 times harder, it isn't going to work. Because you have a fighter in the man at the helm. You have somebody who, by their calculus, they can't do the math. Donald Trump is completely different. And we have to make sure he understands that we back him 100%. Don't feel bad about what's going on with him. Change it. Do something. Get involved. And guess what's going to keep on happening, folks? He's going to keep on performing, but guess what else is going to keep on happening? The world is going to do what it do, as Ray Charles would say. You're going to have terror attacks. You're going to have leftists outing themselves at every turn. Guys crying on TV. All this stuff. We're going to talk about a lot of it today because, needless to say, I've been out of the loop. Fox must have called me. I couldn't get cell phone. I had no cell phone coverage. We had a sat phone where I was fishing. And Fox had emails in my box I couldn't even respond to. But I'll be back in the news. And you know, let me tell you what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be protecting Donald Trump. Protecting you. See, protecting Trump is protecting you. I don't consider him an icon for us, but I do say this. The guy, there's been no president that's worked harder, and that includes Ronald Reagan. No president. So when I tell you I told you so, I want you to understand, these people will never let up. You think, oh, the racism's gone, the misogyny's gone, the whatever's gone. It isn't gone, it's just dormant. It's like a cancer waiting to reappear. That's what the left likes. They like to take your cancer out of remission. It's not even cancer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
I know that this is a time of great fear and uncertainty for so many people. I know it's a time of concern for people who see our rights being assailed, being trampled on, and even being rolled back. I know that this is difficult, but I remind you that this has never been easy. We have always had to work to move this country forward to achieve the great ideals of our founding fathers. And it has been people, individuals, who have banded together, ordinary people, who simply saw what needed to be done and came together and supported those ideals, who have made the difference. They've marched. They've bled. Yes, some of them have died. This is hard. Every good thing is. We have done this before. We can do this again.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can reach us at 844-551-8255. The left want to convince you that they are fun-loving, good people. Oh, yeah, they just want to all get along and what have you. And that was the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch calling for violence. Because that's what the left is about, folks. They're about violence. And I was with these gentlemen up in near the Alaskan border. Alaskan border, you know what I mean. I was in Canada, and we were fishing, and they were talking to me about crime and black condition and all these other things because it's a curiosity among people, all people. Even Canadians wonder, what's going on? And I said to them, and you guys have heard me say this, the left love their criminals. They have to have them. Rahm Emanuel is as close to gangbangers as he is to his own chief of staff. He knows them. Knows them by name. They meet in clandestine places where they say, no, none of your people will ever go here, Rahm. But they meet, and they carve up the world. People say to me, Kevin, how can Chicago have that kind of crime? And I said, because it's allowed. How do you think it exists? Rudy Giuliani didn't have a relationship with the shot callers, the gang bangers, the leaders of the dark side, the black, and I'm not talking about black people, but the black stuff, like the crimes that are not considered legit. He didn't have a relationship with them. His whole mission in life was shut that down. That's going to make the streets safer. And New York at one point got really safe. There's still remnants of it, but it's not nearly as safe. You didn't hear nearly as much about subway attacks and other crimes that would be committed on the street. But now it's starting to creep back the other way. Why? Very simple. You don't have a Republican running the city. That's the way it works. And so you've got a culture of criminality that's now coming back. It's condoned by the left. They love Occupy Wall Street. They love Black Lives Matter. That's why they put all their efforts into stealing money from you to fund these crooked groups, because they want you scared. They want you afraid. So we've got Charlottesville, an opportunity that has presented itself to us, and you know what? Most of you aren't hearing it that way. Kevin, what do you mean that's an opportunity? It's an opportunity, folks, for ground and pound. That's a term used in fighting. When I get on top of you and I've got you relatively submitted, I'm going to ground and pound you into the dirt. As my grandfather would say, I'm going to stump a mud hole in you. Yeah. That's what's presented itself. The left lie yet again. Donald Trump's a racist. White nationalists occupy the right, the conservative movement, the Tea Party, etc. And you know how we're going to fight back? The rhino Republicans are going to abandon you.
Oh, it's terrible. Donald Trump is allowing this to occur. Oh, my goodness. How are we going to do this?
And every time they do it, they make it appear as though they're legit. The left are legit at their accusations against us. By the way, for those who are listening from the left, none of these white nationalist groups of KKK stuff belongs to the Republicans. They belong to the left. You Democrats own those groups. These hate group, terror group, meant to put fear in the lives of people, particularly black folks. And that's what you've done. And now they've turned it on you. You conservative, God-fearing white folks, for the most part, are now being targeted. Don't you feel targeted? You can't say jack. You should, let me tell you something. You either need to get ready to fight, or you should just resign yourself to being ashamed of yourselves, because your ability to let these people say and do to you whatever they want, it absolutely floors me. I get asked all the time, Kevin, you can say this because you're black. I go, let me tell you something. If the people called me David Duke, I'd be saying this as a white man. When do you get to the point where you have accomplished enough, or you feel safe, feel good enough with your God that you can speak the truth? I'm just asking. Don't get mad. Not that I care. When do you finally grow up and say, I'm not going to let you tell me what I'm not? You're not going to call me what I'm not. You're the racist, you fool. Not only are you a racist, you're a fool. Because you're hurting people. All these lefties that claim they're helping. I saw Mark Ruffalo on TV while I was at this lodge. And he's yelling, Michael Moore's out there. These people have no experience with racism in any way, shape, or form. They've never seen it. It's never happened to them. They've not even seen it anecdotally. It was in a tweet. Oh, my goodness. Somebody tweeted something about a black person. Wow. Poor black people. We are so fragile. I'm talking to black folks right now. You people embarrass me. Yeah, you people. I said it for a reason. You embarrass me. See, when I grew up, black people were strong, boy. We put fear in you because if you meant the wrong thing, we were like, what did you just say? We confronted. We didn't run. And we fought when it was necessary to fight. We didn't fight because we won. Oh, my God, it's a Confederate statue. It stares me in the face as I drink my latte. Where's my attorney? Will someone please call Barack Obama? We didn't worry about nonsense like that. How many names of streets and signs and monuments or whatever are named after who knows who? Who are you going to name the next series of monuments after? And we'll get into that in a little bit because I want to cover that as a separate issue. But just as an example, you going to name it after Oprah? Yeah, because she's Oprah Winfrey. She's amazing. Yeah, she's been. I mean, who knew what could happen in trashy talk shows had it not been for Oprah Winfrey? Wow. Thank you, Oprah. And, of course, the icon of all things, black Barack Obama. Wow, let's build monuments to this fool. The guy that took blacks back into the 1960s, if not the 1860s. Thank you, Barack Obama. How many statues do you think the left are going to want for this clown? Who practically ruined this country. When I say practically, he got close. Because of you, he didn't. Give yourselves a hand. How many monuments are they going to build for him? If the left keeps it up, let me tell you something. They'll be tearing down monuments of Martin Luther King soon. Y'all are,
oh, Kevin, they just put a statue up of him.
Yeah, but what goes up can come down. Yes, even the iconic statue of MLK can come down. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Kevin, I'm telling you, folks, there are a lot of things you could think about today. Would you think it would have happened? Of course not. I told you so. You better understand, these people are going to fight you every day of your life until you crack down on them. We've got the answer to how to beat the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than soft palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups, but not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists. I think there's blame on both sides. I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it. What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact they came charging with clubs in their hands, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now, are we going to take down his statue? So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What Trump needs to condemn is he needs to condemn the Democrats. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Trump needs to make it very clear that the people who foment race, hatred, racism, call it whatever you want, the jealousy, all kinds of negative emotions are all leftist. Look at the Tea Party. Show me anything close to this that we've ever done. Anything. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I want to talk about the various people who... Well, I'm going to continue on with this ground and pound and why we have an opportunity to beat the left into submission here. Because they, yet again, have brought up racism in the form of Donald Trump. And he's got nothing to do with this. This wasn't a Trump rally. This was a rally around, supposedly, taking down the statue of some of these Southern icons, people that fought in the Confederacy. And I'll be blunt, I don't give a crap. I look at them as monuments to losers. And I don't mean it in a bad way, because everybody in America is somehow connected to the people that fought against you. You know, it was brother against brother. So how are you not going to be connected?
And so one side loses, which, by the way, rightfully so, ordained by God that the South lost, because a man to live in slavery is not going to happen. It shouldn't happen. Not in America. It's happening elsewhere around the world. Leftists don't seem to care about that. But a man owning a man in America should never happen. So the right side lost. However, those are still citizens of America. And the majority of the people who fought against, you know, fought for slavery, they fought for a very small number of people. Less than 2% of the people in the South owned slaves. Most of them were hardworking people just trying to make a living like everybody else. Now, the concept and how they treated blacks, that might have been more uniformly across the way. But again, who was it? It was Democrats. Who saved the day? Republicans. And yet, we have people giving up our history. I keep going back to this Confederate flags, thing with Nikki Haley in South Carolina, when she symbolically removed the flag and had a big press conference around it, and she effectively gave ownership of the Confederate flag to the Republicans. The worst thing you could possibly do in history is give a flag that supposedly represents, you know, what the left said. It really is Southern pride, but whatever you want to call it, if it's a symbol of racism, you want to give that symbol now to the Republicans, the group that freed the slaves and set up the historically black colleges and universities, etc. Republicans are the people that help blacks assimilate into regular culture to become part of mainstream America, and you're going to give them the symbol of hate, as they say. I don't believe the flag is hate, by the way. Confederate flags don't scare me. Neither do monuments to old white men, even those that didn't like me. And for the record, I'm gonna really enjoy watching this spin on the left, because it already has. Woodrow Wilson at Princeton. Famous Democrat, famous segregationist, segregated the White House, reinstituted segregation within the military to some degree, and was just a flat-out racist. And the left love him. They love Woodrow Wilson. They love FDR. When are those guys going to go away? And quite frankly, I don't care that they do. I want them as reminders. But here's the thing, Republicans. Speak up. Let people know. We have a mass, it's not a mass exodus. We have what the media wants to be perceived as this mass exodus from Donald Trump, ergo from you, because a group of people that I believe were paid by the left to organize and come out. And I bet if you follow the money, you're going to find out that these so-called neo-Nazis got a fortune to do this. The left love their criminals. They love to bring them out. Somebody who you don't even know, that's just barely related to this, went and met with white nationalists and said, hey guys, look, we'll give you $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, whatever. Bring this out, stir up some mess, and let's get this thing back. And here's the deal. Sadly for them, it is not going to work. Ground and pound. You get a chance to showcase to the left that, one, they're going to be ineffective. We aren't going to believe the hype. We don't care about their media. We don't care about their reporting. And two, you're going to be able to tell them, we have a counter to you. We have the truth. And you can say it all you want. We're going to keep tweeting out the truth. We're going to keep building memes against you. I was talking to folks during my fishing trip about why is it so important that we have, and I'm going to use my group, the Tea Party Community, teapartycommunity.com. Why is it so important that they exist? It's a very simple reason. It's important that they exist because you need somebody countering the nonsense of the left. And you need somebody not like the soon-to-be bankrupt Tea Party Patriots led by Jenny Beth Martin, who's done nothing. You need somebody who's fearless and going out there and saying that the group that got set up in Charlottesville is a shield for the left. They are the racist. I'll prove it every time. And I'll debate any of these guys. I'll debate crying rhinos like whatever the black dude was crying. I'll debate Van Jones if he wants to talk about it. His crying about it and President Trump and all these crybabies. I'll debate Al Gore. I'll debate the president or one of the Murdoch sons. I forget which one went against Trump recently. I'll debate any of them.
Oh, Kevin, you just sent a shout-out to your boss.
Hey, folks, if me telling you the truth means I don't get a deal with Fox News, I'm sticking with the truth. We have the opportunity to showcase that these people, yet again, where's the Russian narrative? Is it being discussed? No. Where's Jim Comey? Where's Loretta Lynch? Where are all these supposed leaks and things that were happening in government that are, quite frankly, much more important? Why are they not being discussed? Kim Jong-un, he got backed down by Donald Trump. He's going, I'm going to bomb Guam. Yeah, we're going to bomb you. What about this economy? Oh, Kevin, the stock market is suffering. The stock market is fickle. It'll be back over 2,200, and watch it. It'll go higher than that. Trust me, folks. You have a guy at the helm who's ready to fight for you. And he wants you to keep delivering ground and pound. There's only so much Trump can do. And what they want him to believe, the left, they want him to believe that people are abandoning him.
Donald Trump's being abandoned. Nobody wants to be around Trump. It's terrible. It's awful. Look at what's going on with Trump.
They want you to believe that. Because if the one thing that fuels Donald Trump, and I'll tell you this is a fact, he wants you to appreciate what he's doing. He doesn't need to do it. He wants you to appreciate that he's doing it, that he's the one taking these barbs for you, that he's the one who is willing to go out there and fight on your behalf, and you can just sit, you know, stay behind the lines. He'll go to the front. I know this. My team, we love getting your mail. Kevin, you did this or that. Thank you, man. Police officers that write to me. Kevin, thanks for standing up for us. Love it. We fuel ourselves on that. Don't think Trump's any different. Letters of encouragement to Donald Trump. Phone calls. Tweets. At whatever medium you can use to get to him, use it. Because I guarantee you there's somebody out there wanting him they want to get that information to him. And if you aren't getting it to him, the only thing he hears is the noise of the left. Donald Trump needs to know you care. When we come back, I want to talk about these pansy CEOs, Confederate monuments, and we'll talk about the Barcelona terror attack that's really not getting a lot of coverage.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Back from a week of being completely out of the mainstream. I mean, very little news, no access to, very little access to the internet, etc. I know I did not go on Facebook one single time while I was gone. It's just been crazy. And as much as, and for the record, there were a bunch of us. There were 30 total people there, three kiddos, and then the rest of us men, and very accomplished people that had to unplug. And it was difficult to do. But we did get some, we had TV, so we could certainly do that, but all we could do is scream at the TV. I felt very helpless. And Fox was, Kevin, can you come on? Can you come on? No, I can't come on unless you got a private helicopter and private jet that's going to fly me back to Vancouver. I can't come in. I'm nowhere close to civilization. But now I'm back. And when I got back into the mainstream, I was like, so this is a dump on Trump scenario here, right? Let's see how much we can pile on him and what he's going to be. Will he be able to take it? Because that's what we're talking about. It's pounding Donald Trump, trying to do ground and pound, trying to make him submit. Become what we want you to be. Conform to what we say you are. And the place where they tried to hit him the hardest was with these CEOs. These CEOs, Donald Trump's a terrorist. You know, they left the Manufacturing Council. And I said earlier in a broadcast, I was introducing today, because today to me should be dedicated to what we need to do to help Donald Trump and to help the Republic and to help the conservative movement, because you have to see what's happening here, folks. I don't need to tell you that when the left sets a narrative, they don't like it when you fight that narrative. I'm an Uncle Tom, step and fetch a dude in a tool of the white man. So the people that know me know that is so far from the truth, it's ridiculous. I'm a tool for no man and willing to back it up any way I need to. But anyway, these CEOs, supposedly they've dumped Donald Trump, leaving the commission and whatever. Go look. Let me tell you what these CEOs are doing. They're all succumbing to the political correct nature of the world that used to be. And what it shows you is these are pansies. Pansy capitalist. There's another name for them because Trump got accused of grabbing women by it. That's what they really are. But I'm cleaning it up. They are pansy capitalist. Rainy day people absolutely overwhelmed when Trump made the offer to have them join the manufacturing, you know, whatever they called it. And now they want to leave it. Why? Because it'll look good. It'll make their corporation deal feel good or whatever. It's like Roger Goodell with the NFL. We have no problem with people doing their freedom of speech and not standing for the national anthem, etc., even while his corporation burns. Why? Because he thinks it's an opportunity right now with this whole Charlottesville thing. That's how distorted Roger Goodell is. On the heels of what was arguably one of the worst NFL rating seasons in a year, in a decade, he's right back to saying, no, Kaepernick didn't do anything. I want to side with the players and want to speak out against a country that lets 68, almost 69% of the NFL have young black millionaires. And he says, I want to placate you guys by being down for the cause. He doesn't care about his stockholders. He doesn't care about the fans, the stakeholders, the people who enjoy that sport. He wants to make his stance probably go down in history as being the most progressive NFL commissioner ever. That's what he's up to. And these other capitalists, they're looking at it and saying, this is going to be good for us. They think this is going to be good for them. Let me ask you this. Do you think what Roger Goodell said is going to help the NFL? Is it going to help players? These are high-paid little princesses that get out there and do a sport that most people would do for free. And they make millions and millions of dollars, and they let the young black ones come and be disruptive. Notice this. White kids aren't being disruptive. Name your sport. Baseball, are they disruptive? Football? Hockey? Even in a sport that they dominate, hockey, they aren't disruptive. Basketball? What? What sport has white kids are, and they're going, man, we need to be down for the white folks. Kevin,
white people have it so good.
Really? They have it so good that they could easily talk about reverse racism in football. Less than 25% of the people in sport, in football, are white. So a group that represents a pretty significant part of the population isn't represented evenly. Black people are represented in 300% more plus in football. Almost, actually, 400%. Was it? We're 13% of the population, so what? 13 times 5, that's 65. We are 500 times more represented in football than any other race. So isn't that racism of sorts?
So white folks aren't complaining. I don't know what it is in basketball. I know this: Donald Sterling, when he got accused of being a racist, he had 11 of his 12 black players were black. 11 of his 12 players were black. He had one white dude and a half white dude. I think two half white guys. So, okay, that may count as another white guy. But you get what I'm saying? They aren't complaining. The white guy on that team, hey, you know what? There ain't enough white people over here. I feel like we're not fairly represented. Blah, blah, blah. No, he just plays ball. And then black folks wonder why they don't get employed. Why? What you want? You could be 68%, almost 69% in the NFL, and you still want to take a knee during the national anthem. And the corporate CEOs, these sellouts, every one of them, you should find out who they are that jumped off the manufacturing council. Write letters to them. Blow up their phones. Let them know, we do not appreciate what you did. See, these guys don't get much mail. But if they got enough mail from 60 million conservatives saying, I'm never buying your product again. Like the guy from Uber. Oh, are we going to make an announcement? Oh, my goodness. We cannot have this type of thing going on in the nation. Whatever. You've been having this type of thing going on in the nation for decades. You've been watching liberal progressives kill black people. You've been watching liberal progressives beat the heck out of conservatives. I'm talking about at every turn, robbing, raping, pillaging. You've been watching progressives allow immigrants, illegal immigrants to come here and commit acts of terror, illegals to come over here and rape and pillage and take jobs away from Americans. And then now you want to suddenly take a stance on something? We should be boycotting company after company. If we spoke with our money, they would listen. Oh, my goodness, would they listen? But we don't. At least not enough. People tell me, Kevin, I really love my football. Let me tell you something. I don't love anything more than I love my freedom. If I said to you, the next choice you make in supporting a leftist will land you in prison, or you could fight for your freedom by disavowing that thing, what would you do? If you had to give up Facebook in order to stay out of prison, would you do it? If you had to give up football or basketball or something else, would you do it? If you couldn't go to a movie ever again in your life and pay for it, you can get it on Netflix or you can get it at home, but you can't go to a movie, what would you do? Would you give up your freedom or would you go to the movies? Because I can answer fast. I would do none of those things. This isn't a choice between I have to give up shrimp and, oh my gosh, I have to give up seafood. I love seafood. I could never eat seafood again, Kevin. No. This is a choice between you supporting something that you are absolutely against, and suddenly, you know, and you tell me I can't do that because, you know, my freedom, Kevin, isn't as valuable as me going to a football game. And I beg to differ. I bet you this. I bet you nobody's actually posed that question to you. See, it made it easy for me. When I see leftists, and I
love so-and-so as an actor, Kevin. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, we got to learn how to set the boundaries.
Okay, so you want to go see Matt Damon in a theater. You want to go see Mark Ruffalo, whatever. You want to watch a Michael Moore film, or you want to watch a De Niro or Tom Hanks or whatever. I'm doing none of the sort. These people must feel the angst, what's going on with you. They have to feel it in their wallet. And that's why I keep coming back to these CEOs. Let me tell you something, folks. Donald Trump does not have to beg CEOs to do anything. We have a Fortune 500. You give me the Fortune 100. Give me the top manufacturers, and I'll pick them. And if they go, I don't want to be on it, go to the next series. And if they don't want to do it, then give it to somebody else. And then bring them to the White House. Show them off. Make those people that are supporting what you do, make them the bells of the ball. Find the competitors to everybody who jumped off the council and let Donald Trump start tweeting about their businesses and watch what happens. You're going to watch these suckers beg Donald Trump to come back onto that council because they need him.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.